What's up? This is Andy from Every Time I Die. You're listening to Sound Sessions.
So, Andy, from what I understand, you guys played yesterday, correct?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are we just hanging out tonight? What's going on?
Yeah. We have a show at the Double Door tonight at 10. Like, the doors are open at 10 with Atreyu.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Like, we kind of just had to sit here.
But it's for, cool.
We get to see rad bands, so whatever.
Have you guys trekked out outside of the area at all? Have you gotten a burger anywhere? Gotten any food or anything?
Do you know where Downers Grove is?
Yeah.
That's where Macho Man was born.
Yeah.
So, like, last night, all the dudes got wasted. I'm the only sober guy. I don't drink. So, I was the guy responsible for the van and trailer. And I got a hotel purposely in Downers Grove because that's where Macho Man was.
That's hilarious. What did you guys do in Downers Grove?
I ordered some I can't say horrible. It was really good. It was like called Scarpini's Pizza.
Sarpino's?
Yeah. Sarpino's Pizza. Oh.
It's trash. It's like a big chain. Yeah, I don't think it's local to Chicago at all.
I got a salad with chicken breast. And meatballs. Like the worst fucking thing.
Is there like a certain like plaque or anything that has the Macho Man's face on it that you went to go and pay pilgrimage to?
Here's the deal. I'm 37 years old. I've been watching wrestling since I was 6 years old. That's 31 years, guys. That's math. And I just knew that. I don't know why. I was just like, oh, Downers Grove. I was like looking at like, obviously like all the hotels in the area were like super expensive. In like downtown, in downtown Chicago, they were expensive. And then like, not a lot of places have places for a van and trailer to park or whatever.
Looking at your NWO tattoo right now.
Fucking Ultimate Warrior guy too.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking about geeking out, what do you think about The Undertaker's like place in SummerSlam? Is he going to keep coming around or
is he done for now?
Well, he's what, 54 years old now?
Talking about Undertaker right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the fact that every time he like comes back, he kind of reinvents himself. And this whole like eyeliner crazy eyeball thing is insane. Like, whether or not he's putting up good matches,
yeah,
he's still polarizing. Like there's that gif. I don't know if you saw the gif when he sat up and like laughed at Brock Lesnar. There's like a gif of that now, and he looks crazy. Yeah, and he starts laughing, like, and it's like, fuck, man, like, this guy's insane, you know what I mean? So, like, he's reinvented himself again, where now he's, like, an old, insane wrestler guy. Like, that's fucking insane. That guy's been relevant in wrestling for 30 years.
He's part of the reason wrestling's still a thing while it's still around.
Yeah, it's wild, right? So, yeah, I'm, like, a huge, I've trained, I had my first match in Halloween, so.
Coming up?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you know who you're wrestling yet?
Oh, these guys called...
This is amateur we're talking, or are we?
Yeah, I'm not like. There's no aspirations to be in the WWE or anything like that.
Man.
I'm 30. I'm old. Like, you know what I mean? So like at this point in time, they don't want me. I'll like one match. Okay, I'm good, guys. My back hurts. But I'm wrestling. So at Warped Tour last year, 2 years ago, there's this Fed called Interspecies Wrestling out of Montreal, and they do a couple shows on the Warped Tour, so they'll do like a couple East Coast things. And this tag team called Los Dumbfucks, they dress like Crash Test Dummies, and they like did this thing where they talk shit about me, and then like they let me like run in and throw a suplex on them, and it was fucking awesome. Like, we got to like fuck them up. Like, when I was 19, I trained in pro wrestling, and it was either like, okay, be in a band or be a pro wrestler. Like, that was my options.
Those are pretty serious aspirations, though. Those are great.
Yeah, so then I blew my knee out when I was like 19, so like then it was like, oh fuck, I gotta play guitar. And like the band's been around since, so whatever, I guess it worked out. Yeah, so like once I started like actually getting around to like training again, those dudes were like, hey man, like come wrestle, you know what I mean? Like, and I was like, I just hit him up. I was like, hey, I'm ready. Like, I'm ready for a match, like to actually work a match. And they were like, hey, come do this for us. I was like, okay. So they have like a huge Halloween show in Connecticut that they do every year. And, you know, like, I don't know, like 400, 500 people go, and it's killer. Like, you know, all the wrestlers, they dress in like costumes and stuff because it's like Halloween, and they're letting us, like me and a tag partner, like debut for them. It's gonna be rad. Called Pythons. That's where the other one comes
nice.
From.
Nice. So is there a costume with pythons, or what's the situation there?
Our gimmick is that we're just like 90, like early 80s to mid-80s, like, weightlifting guys. So, like, we wear, you know, we wear fanny packs. We wear, like, yeah, we were, like, kind of like Zubas.
Oh, that's so cool.
That type of thing. And, like, pretend that we're, like, you know, we're, like, we call ourselves Pump Brothers because we, like, catch pump together, which is kind of, like, it's got, like, a homoerotic gay, you know what I mean? Like, thing under it. The whole thing is just going to be a fucking, it's going to be great. You know what I mean? And it's all gimmick, and it's going to be cool. It's going to be cool.
That's awesome, man. So, I mean, well, you obviously got the wrestling thing going on. Every Time a Die has been together, how long now? It's been a while.
18 years.
18 years. Yeah. And you guys, one of the bands in my mind that I credit, every album comes out, every album is in your face, kick-ass, solid jams. How do you guys kick out consistent good music, album after album?
Until it's not like that, that's when we're going to stop. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it's a matter of, like, I think a lot of guys, like, we don't write records for... like, hey, check it out. We're going to, like Led Zeppelin writes, like, when they wrote records, it was like, we're going to write a record. We wrote songs that we want to, like, how gnarly would this be live? So, like, anytime you try to think of, like, when you're writing a record, you try to think of, like, the perfect set list. Like, how would you want to, like, the continuity of a show to go? Yeah. So, like, you start with some bangers, and then you kind of, like, chill out in the middle, and then you smell, and, like, or, like, okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to end, like, this. You know what I mean? Like, all of our records have kind of had this weird continuity of, like, how we would want a, like, a killer show to go. And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't think bands think like that. And I'm not saying, like, you know, hey, we're cooler than anyone because that's how we do it. It's just, you know, we live for the show. We don't live for a kid. I mean, yeah, I want a kid to headbang in his room, but, like, I want a kid to headbang in front of us. You know what I mean? Instead, so...
That's awesome. You got anything, Mike?
I think that...
I got one more for you, if you're cool. Are you as much of a hockey guy as the rest of the guys in the band?
Yes, I'm... It's... Okay, so... Me, Jordan... I don't know. We're all kind of hockey guys. Daniel's not... None of us really know what Daniel's into. So, like... but, like, the four of us... Me, Steve, Keith, and Jordan... We're, like, all super hockey fans, so...
Buffalo, yeah? Buffalo Sabres?
Of course, yeah.
What do you guys... what are your thoughts with that prospect for Buffalo this year?
You know what? Okay. So, obviously, the talk was that we were going to get Connor McDavid, and that was, like, huge. It was like, oh, fuck. And but whatever. About 6 months before the draft, Jack Eichel did this, like, interview, and he was wearing a Sabres shirt, and he was drinking a beer. He's 19. He's drinking a beer, and he goes, Buffalo, I'm coming for you. And it was like, this dude's pumped. He wants to play for Buffalo. Fuck this. Fuck Connor McDavid. Yeah. Like, give us Eichel. He wants to be in Buffalo. Fuck him. You know, fuck Connor McDavid. You know, and it's...
That's
Connor McDavid went...
Quote.
You know, Connor McDavid went to fucking... You know, what do you go to? Edmonton?
Yeah.
Where it's like...
Which, that's all messed up anyway.
What the fuck are they doing there, man? You've had the first pick. You have the top picks 5 years? 5 different years? You have fucking... you have Hall, Nugent Hopkins... Antropov or not? Nail Yakupov.
Yep.
And now Connor McDavid. Well, you have four number one picks, and you can't get it together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. Fuck, have them. You can have them. Give us Eichel. Let us fucking build that team around Evander Kane.
You guys
and him
too. Yeah. You guys are gonna have a good team.
We're sick. I mean, we got rid of Stafford, which is like one of our really good friends. Like, he has like E-Tid lyrics tattooed on him.
Oh, okay.
The dude's gnarly as fuck. So, that sucks that, like, our buddy got traded, but he's killing in fucking Winnipeg, which is going to be great for him. And we, you know, we got Evander Kane out of it, so, like, and Bogosian. We got Evander Kane and Bogosian out of that. That's sick.
I think that's going to be good for...
It's going to be awesome. We have a young-ass team. The only dude, we have Gianta. I really don't know what they're doing there.
He's quick and
still,
old.
Though, we have a captain that's old and 5'4".
Yeah.
Last year, I went to a game, and... fuck, man, it would suck if, like, Brian Gianta, like, heard this. I've never met the guy in my life, but just, like, the thought of him not liking me would be, like, it hurts my feelings. But, yeah, there was a time last year where, like, Drew let us go down and, like, be in, like, the family area. And, like, Gianta came down, and I looked down and saw the size of his feet, and I was like, this guy's our captain. Like, this guy has the most petite feet I've ever seen in my life. It was insane, dude. Like, he's small. He's little, dude.
Yeah.
But whatever. He's got knowledge, and that's what we want. He's got experience. It's cool.
What's your thought on the other Chicago boy? I know this is a touchy subject, Patrick Kane.
I wish he would come to Buffalo, but...
He might.
You know what's really funny, though, man? Because, like, for you guys... That's yesterday I wore the Skiba Blackhawks shirt.
Okay.
Did you see that one?
No.
Matt Skiba from Elkline Trio did.
He's from Chicago.
So yeah, for Violent Gentlemen, for the company, he did like a Chicago Blackhawks thing with like the Blackhawk is wearing like corpse paint.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I wore it on stage. I threw it out though. Like threw it out in the crowd. Not threw it out. I threw it out in the crowd. I hope he gets his shit together because it's cool for Buffalo to have a guy killing it like that. You know. But then again, like, I hope he keeps fucking up so that Buffalo can get a deal on him and he can have him. Because the fuck, I mean, like, you know, we took Evander Kane after all that shit happened last year, and it seemed like nobody wanted him. Yeah. And we have our owner, that Pagula guy, is just, he's so happy about Buffalo, he's so happy about the Sabres that he's willing to take chances. And he picked up Evander Kane, and I think, I don't know, him and fucking Patrick Kane would be in. So two Canes.
I mean, I don't think we're ready to give him up yet, but
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you guys aren't going to give him up. I mean, that you guys can talk and say you're bummed and everything like that, but that dude's going to keep putting points on the fucking board. You got to – you kind of just have to be like, oh, come on, bud. You know, like, let him let him do his thing. If he keeps fucking up, then get rid of him. But, like, yeah, it sucks. I mean, it's a black cloud for you guys. Yeah. But then again, like, for that one negative, you have, like – 4 to 5 other positives that are insane, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have Duncan Keith, like,
monster.
Yeah, you have like the arguably the best scoring defenseman in the league, you know. So yeah, like,
appreciate you taking the time with us, man.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.